For the second time in a week, the spokesman of the African Union peacekeeping mission in Mogadishu, Captain Paddy Akunda, confirmed the crash of an aircraft near the capital city's main airport.
We can confirm that it was brought down, but we don't know how. We are trying to secure the ground where it crashed. It was near Mogadishu International Airport.
Witnesses say they saw the Ethiopian attack helicopter getting hit by ground fire just before it fell out of the sky and exploded. Last Friday, a cargo plane carrying aviation experts and technicians from Belarus crashed after being similarly hit during takeoff. All 11 people on board were killed. Both aircraft are believed to have been hit by anti-aircraft missiles. Sources in Mogadishu tell VOA that two other Ethiopian helicopters were hit by a small arms fire on Thursday. They were able to fly back to base. Friday's crash came amid intense fighting that began on Thursday after Ethiopian troops in tanks and helicopters launched a major security sweep of insurgent strongholds in the city. Insurgents in Mogadishu are thought to be mainly from the dominant Hawiya clan, who oppose Somalia's Ethiopian-backed interim president Abdullahi Yusuf and his government. Hawiya clan members accused the leader, among other things, of using his longtime ally, Ethiopia, to weaken and sideline the Hawiya in favor of his own clan, the Darod. A Hawiya clan member in Mogadishu, Sheikh Hassan Osman, tells VOA that the battles have spread to more areas of the city because many more Hawiya men, angered by Ethiopia's aggressive push to disarm the city, have taken up arms.
It's not fighting between Hawiya and Darod, but militia Hawiya and Ethiopian troops. The whole town is fighting now.
VOA has learned that in recent days, hundreds of Hawiya fighters have been pouring into Mogadishu from other regions of Somalia. It is estimated that Ethiopian troops, who helped the interim government take power from Somalia's Islamic Courts Union 3 months ago, are facing nearly 15,000 fighters or potential fighters in Mogadishu. Sources tell VOA that number could double in the coming days. Aid workers in Mogadishu say hundreds of people have been killed and wounded in the past 2 days, but many of the wounded cannot get to a hospital because of the fighting. Hundreds more are reportedly fleeing the city, adding to more than 40,000 of its residents who have left since early February because of escalating violence. Alicia Ruvioi News, Nairobi.